awesome.
This is tape number 2 on May the 8th, 94.
You see, they'll go through all of this hoopla and falderal about not allowing DNA structures and cloning and of humans and all this sort of stuff. And in the next paragraph, they will say, ah, but we can get the DNA of the dinosaur from the mosquito locked in amber. And you think you can't, you know, cross-breed things? And I'm going to ask you again, when were the Montauk experiments? Montauk simply meaning Long Island, Montauk, Long Island, New York. Long time ago, right. You think they have been just sitting? But guess what? We're not going to do anything really damaging. We're not going to create puppies and kittens and things like that. We're going to make little innocent dinosaurs that can be pets for your children. Now that's what your children need. Some dinosaur pets. Of all the things on the globe that you need are some dinosaurs. You are up to your damned ears in dinosaurs. You just don't recognize them.
Henry.
Henry, right.
It's a big move.
Living Jurassic Park.
Can I ask you a question about that?
I was involved quite some time ago, maybe 10 years now, in an organization where it was a Christian kind of orientation, but very dynamic, not particularly traditional. And the gentleman who started and led that organization until he died had visions and dreams and all kinds of things. And he said that there were, in fact, dinosaur-like creatures, for example, living in the depths of the ocean that would come out during as things heat up in the progression of things. Can you confirm that, or do you have any comment about that?
Oh, yes, they're there. They're there, and they're probably, I would hope that unless you have a tilting situation, they wouldn't just come out. But they certainly are there, and there will have to be changes in the ocean depths that would cause their rising. But you did not evolve from the ocean. You can stop that right now. Man was created as man. Woman was not created from man.
Was that an afterthought?
Just with men. Never with God. God would always create mother first. Which came first, the chicken or the egg? If you have the chicken with the egg, you have created your mother. And father's quite capable. And you were not slithery things. You were created as men, able to walk upright and able to reason. You don't do it much, but but the prime word is capable. Of. Capable of. You'll get back there. you will get back there, or you're going to learn to ascend quickly. And there's something to be said for the quality of being able to pass through these dimensions over and above the fun of, you know, just going in and out of these dimensions. You need the reasoning capability of human expression. This tool, this being, this manufactured manifest being that is your house, is your ability to function in a human world. You can compromise it, you can insult it, and still it will serve you. And then it can become a prison for you, which is also, in its own way, a great service. Because you can learn that the only expression in this consciousness is what you think about it, your perceptions about the experience. And I think that I probably like less than you these little Pollyanna goody-two-shoes. They go around pretending everything is wonderful. All you've got to do is just say, twinkly bright, put on your robes, and it's all fun and roses. That is a bigger cop-out than facing reality. It is, however, your test to not fall into the depths of depression. Because what is that? That is a moving within self and making a prisoner of self. You are unable to think beyond the impact of whatever is happening to me. And somehow then everything that happens is directly created, manufactured just to do me in. That is not life. Your husband is not the only one who puts his socks on the floor. And when you cannot, there are steps to man's unfoldment. It is hard when you are alone to pull yourself up from these depths of depression without someone to mouth these things to. They don't even have, better they not give you a lot of sympathy. If you just mouth them, these are the reasons that you sometimes write. Once you've stated it, if you can just burn it up, the letter, you'll be okay. These are deliberate things. The Montauk experiment started out as the rainbow experience or experiment. Then it was changed to the Phoenix Project. Then it was changed to Phoenix Project 2. What was it? It was a concerted effort to beam out, transmit, and control the dispositions of citizens. First in one or two, then in groups, then in mass, and then you saw what happened when you got into the Korea and Vietnam War. Total control. But from Montauk, they were pulsing out these beams at will against the ones, first of all, in the compound and then in the surrounding areas. They found they could totally control the moods of everyone within the range of their pulse system. And they found that if they transmitted somewhere between a range of 410 and 420 megahertz, they could totally control whether people would be distressed or happy. You know, whether or not you were going to have a good day. Well, God had already told you that you're going to have to first be like the child. Everything is me. A child is selfish. It has no other concept. It's here, do for me. I can't do for myself. And then they learn to manipulate you. And they train you right away. You think you train them? No way. They will even train you to potty train them on their cue. Or you will clean up a lot of diapers. And the more joyfully you do it, the faster they will respond, surprisingly enough. No, I'm going to beat that little sucker till he learns. Oh, he won't ever learn. He'll just wait his time to get you. It's inbred in them. And you deserve it. But there is this period of me. Everything relates to me. And as long as you live in that capsule, you are going to be unhappy. Nothing good can come to you. You can struggle and struggle and struggle and struggle. And then once you begin to see, well, I can pop out of this every now and then. And maybe I can think about we. Well, until you can move out of the me-ness into the you-ness, you can't have we-ness. Because all the way through here, you're also really relating to how this is going to be for me. And yet, you are you, aren't you? So when you get to that point of understanding, what are we talking about? I'm talking about a concerted effort, regardless of how miserable you may feel about self, to start thinking about somebody else. You don't go pray, God, show me and give me. You pray, God, thy will. And if you can make that thy will, that it serve my brother, you're going to get it. Because you are your brother. And what you think of your brother will ultimately be the reward. The Indians have a good, good basis of understanding about that. The oral tradition always says, I can only ask for my brother. And until I can only ask for my brother, I can't have. And you, when you get a believing Indian, there is no way you can give him anything. You can try, but he'll get it back to you. You talk about an Indian giver, oh my goodness. Just try to give an Indian something. And if he can't give it back to you in kind, I want to tell you someday he will give it back to you. And at first you think they just don't want to be beholden. You know, they don't want to be at a disadvantage of owing something. No, that has nothing to do with it. They don't mind owing you forever. But they cannot receive until they have given. And neither can you. You have to invest before you can expect return. And that's what's wrong with your nation. The adversary got there and took it. And he holds it away from you. But the laws of the universe and the cycles of giving and returning will catch up. And I think it's about time for it to catch up with them. Now, what are the possibilities with which we have to deal this day? Ones will say, well, those idiots over there, you know, all they talk about is gold and spacemen and stupid things. And well, it's cheap. It's cheap to come and listen. How many of you are aware that between Thursday and Friday, gold went up $10 per ounce? About the time that you're praying, you know, that it starts really making that decline so that when and if anything ever gets done, we can get some more, you know, to double. Well, who knows what it'll be by Monday, because there are such great transitional changes taking place. There will be ones who will tell you, if you were in the know, that actually you have been on the gold standard over 2 months. There are others who would say that Gunther Rustbacher's out flying around everywhere. Hallelujah, brother. So what? It's all tangled up, isn't it? Well, what would he have to do with that? What difference does it make? It's like one saying Ron Jackson doesn't exist. If he doesn't exist, forget it. But the rest of you will be happy to know that not only does someone like that exist, but he's going to loan you a little bit of money to get you through. If he can get it through. You've got to deal with the feds. They've got laws. They've got laws that you can't even bring in your money. Let us just say you're sitting with money in Switzerland or offshore or any damn place you want to choose, and you just want to bring some of it in. You have to go through Chase Manhattan Bank, which is a Federal Reserve representative. So you can get some transferred, my God, through one Federal Reserve Bank, and now sitting in the second one. From the East Coast to the West Coast, starts in the East and moves to the West. DJ, that's an inside joke. And then you wait. Meanwhile, what is the holdup on any transaction? Well, for goodness sakes, you're trying to transfer enough gold to put the world on a gold standard. That isn't exactly peanuts. That's big. And you can get shot down here on the street by a hoodlum who will do it for a dollar and a half. Pocket change. What do you think you're dealing with when you're talking of multi-trillions of dollars in value? There had to be a lot of return of assets that got stolen by your own government, and your own Lady Bird Johnson was made an exception of when nobody could sell gold. Lady Bird could sell it to Mexico. And then right out of Fort Knox, gold was transferred right through the area of Annapolis through Navy. You could not demand a payment owed you in gold. Israel could and did. They demanded every loan, every note they had with you, be paid in gold. So your coffers went bare, and all you had were these Federal Reserve worthless pieces of paper. And it takes a few days, my friends, to get it sorted out. And then what will you have? Well, I don't know that you will have anything much different. But at least maybe the paper can go out. Because without the word, you have no prayer. And are you being heard? Oh, indeed. I don't know where your subscription numbers are, but even Mr. Jackson has now calculated he has received thousands of pieces of mail from everywhere. He has heard from every one of your 50 states through the contact, and I am grateful. He had a senator from California send him a message that if there were even two or three such papers as the contact, we would get it done. It is already information before it comes off Dorma's computer. So when you wonder why I'm writing about these things that seem touchy, I am directly speaking to the surveillance officers who are taking the information off her computer. If I want to delay that a little bit, we don't put it on the computer. We will pass notes. You will be given an opportunity to stop the insanity. Will you do it? Some of you will. And I've told you it only takes one or two. But it doesn't take just one or two knowing. It takes a lot acting. And how are you going to do it and maintain this balance that allows you to be a journalistic paper that is unbiased enough except toward freedom and toward the goodness of creation without being sucked in to movements and demonstrations? Each of you as an individual can do what you please. The contact, even on the basis of sponsoring something, can participate. But I'll tell you, the minute that you get out there and single in on something that is simply a political action, you're going to be pulled down. You've been through these experiences now, and you're going to have to grow. There is a way to participate without being a big focus where all they want to do is take Dorma out or Rick out, or let's just get rid of that one and all the rest will fold up. And you're finally reaching the place where getting rid of someone will not cause it all to fold in. It's still very iffy and very hard. And if we took out these two, you would not function this afternoon. Other arrangements could be possibly made, but it would be very, very difficult and slow up everything. And ones of you who have your own ideas about direction and what your job might be are going to find it ain't going to be that way at all. Randall, as a good example in this room, will be one of the ones to have all those dreams shattered, because there will no longer be a reason to even do business as he perceives it to be done. He'll almost have to reverse the process. But the knowledge gained by the exercise, as bad as it's been, will be of great value. And I feel always as if I'm gathering up my little flock, and I'm saying now, it's okay. It's okay. Let's just go another 2 days, another 3 days. And sure enough, the adversary gets in there and makes you have to go another 2 days, another 3 days. But you can make it. I tell you now, you can make it. And we can make this a glorious transition. Or we can have a bunch of petty quibbling over our space, our position, my position. Because you're not ever going to do business like anyone else. At some point here, it'll all be equaled out, and it's like starting over. And then it will be strictly on business merit. Everybody who ever came here knew it would be that way. And if you've forgotten, you better start refreshing. Business will never be done within the gifts of God as it ever was. It got you in the mess you're in. So don't tell me how to run it. You botched it. And the last thing I want to do is run it. Well, there is one person who wishes less to run it than me, and that's Dorma. She'd like to just be free of it. But it is great taking of responsibility. If you are responsible, you must assume responsibility. And you must assume it on the basis of the rightness or correctness of the circumstance without silliness. It's going to be a hard go, and they're going to make it difficult. But I believe that we have been able to prove with nothing that you can do it. But it takes great responsibility. Now, I think that we've had enough. I didn't want to get off into lectures. I wanted to honor the mothers this day. I wanted to honor Lydia. And I want you to go now and enjoy the rest of your day. So eat your cake or whatever you've got to do. And if there are any questions, I would stay for another minute or so.
Let me turn the tape.